is Davin's Den.
All right, we are back. Thank you for hanging with us on Davin's Den. We will do some scamming scammers. When we last left off 2 weeks ago, Forex scammer Carolyn turned into romance scammer Carolyn, told fake Davin that she wanted to move to the United States. She's currently situated in England, but she wanted to move to the United States to be closer with fake Davin. But then, I don't know, things weren't going well for fake Davin. She wasn't giving fake Davin the attention that he needed. So he sent her on Instagram the great video, Big Goodbye. And the opening lyrics on that were, "Hey, hey, baby, no more lies. Hey, hey, baby, this is the big goodbye." Fake Davin was walking away from Carolyn, ending the relationship. So the question we have for the kids this week is there a relationship? Does it go further between fake Davin and Carolyn? Or are we on to the next? What do you guys think?
I think
it goes further.
Time. What?
Yep.
Further? You both think further?
Yes.
All right. Well, that was on November 19th that fake Davin wrote to her. I will tell you that that there was more correspondence. What do you think the next correspondence was?
Huh.
From who? From you or her?
Well, who's reaching out? What's going on here?
She's going to be reaching out. You're not going to. You said you didn't want to. You didn't know what you wanted to do. I don't think you would want to take it further. I think you'd leave it in her, the ball in her court.
I don't know. I think that since fake Davin was being a little bit like, I'm not getting what I want out of this, and she didn't, and if she's not responding, he's going to throw out one more, is this, you're not even going to try to fight for me kind of thing.
You're not going to fight for me.
You know what? I'm going to change my position on that. I'm going to say you might be the one to reach out because basically the whole thing has been trying to keep this thing going. And you've been, with it. Well, you know, you guys don't think I can keep it going. So, yeah, I think maybe I changed my position. Maybe you would be the one to reach out just on that alone.
So that was November 19th. November 22nd, 3 days have passed. I reach out on Hangouts. Because, yes, Joe.
I'm glad I rethought my comment on that.
Yes, Joe. I do have the motivation of keeping this shit alive. So there is that. And I miss her. But I change platforms. Remember, sometimes we change platforms and we get individuals. Sometimes the kids are burned. Sometimes they're not burned. Sometimes she was in Dublin. Sometimes she was in Brazil. We never know what we're going to get with this batshit bitch. But
oh, right.
So I reach out on November 22nd. I reach out to her. How goes it, Lady Carolyn? How do you think she responds?
I think she acts like nothing happened.
What do you think, Joe?
I think she responded back.
Do you think she calls me to task on the video, or she acts like nothing happened?
Because it's a different platform, she may act nothing's happened. She may act like nothing's happened.
All right. She goes, "How are you doing? Have you been good, baby?" Ooh, baby. She goes, "Sorry, I haven't been able to talk with you, baby. I've been so busy with work. So sorry about that, baby." I go, whoops, what the fuck happened? Don't switch on me now. There we go. No! God damn it. All that, and I got to fucking scroll up. It's the orientation switched.
Go.
I'm moving. So, no, the orientation.
This is the only thing that's going to release his frustration from the tech problems tonight.
Oh my god, what the fuck's going on? Oh, here we go. Wow, I did all that moving and I got to the top. Now I have to get down. This has been a fucking. This is like old school Davin's Den. Everything's going wrong.
Yes.
Everything's going wrong. All right, let me get there. I'll get there. The fuck is that?
Okay.
Well, that was a lot.
We'll talk amongst ourselves about snowblowers.
Yeah.
I remember
the gas tank in October.
I remember him
and everything will be just so.
I mean, literally we were going to do it.
What's wrong with this?
I remember him excoriating us the time we were talking about lawnmowers when he came back. He's like,
yeah, he got all pissed off. Hey, you know, we're discussing lawnmowers. It's a point of interest. I'm sure a point of interest to the fans as well.
No, you know what happens?
Yes,
with,
thank you.
What happens with Hangouts when it screws up? It, like, it'll lose you in the conversation, and then it'll, like, jumble up a couple of days together. So 1 minute I'm in October, and another minute I'm in a completely different month that has nothing to do with October. So that's what makes
it... Oh, for the love of God.
Yeah, it's a fucking nightmare. But I'm tired of printing all this shit out, because it wastes a lot of paper. So I'm diddling my phone.
I'm sure it enjoys that.
Well, I'm paying the asshole tax.
Oh, God, that was a foot race. I was trying to spit it out.
Well, much like if you went down on Bertha.
Well, let me tell a joke about menorahs again and criminals.
why don't you regale us with your hate of little Jewish children again?
Jam hands! Goddamn jam hands! I understand that jelly donuts are messy, because Lord knows I will never forget how stupid I was for being so greedy and grabbing a jelly donut out of the box on my way home and wearing said jelly donut. I understand that it gets every place, but you're a mom or even the dad, and you brought the kids to a public space, and you understand there's going to be, like, volatile food stuff. You just let them run crazy and touch everything in the building once, you know, like...
All right, Pip. All right, enough of your anti-Semitism. We're going to do a show now.
Okay.
Well, right. If somebody was ready with their shit, we wouldn't have to go through all that.
You know what? It is sad that I give her a forum for her anti-Semitism. It's a well-taken point, Joe. You're absolutely right.
Yes, it's really sad. Yeah, man.
Which is code for Jew hands, by the way. It's not lost on me. It's not lost on me at all.
I would have no problem with said Jewish children's hands if they weren't covered in jam.
And if they weren't attached to Jews. I understand, but we're going to move on. You anti-Semitic whore, you. All right. So I go to her. She goes, so sorry about that, baby. I go, I'm okay. What have you been up to? Tell me about your week, love. She goes, it was stressful, baby. Have you been so busy with work and you? What service provider are you making use of?
What?
You heard her. What service provider? You know, if I don't talk to my beloved for several days, I want to know what their plan is. Not their plan for life. Their phone plan.
Yeah, I moved back to Sprint. What the fuck?
Yeah, really? What the hell is that about?
I told her I was on 9X. Now, remember that 9X? All right, guess just me. Hey, yeah. What service provider are you making use of? She goes, are you getting new clients? I go, you can make all the money and take me away on a romantic vacation. She goes, yes, baby, you have my word. So sweet. Once I'm done here, I will come over. It's going to be romantic. Baby, what service provider you make use of?
Why does she need to know this?
I'm sure there's a good reason. Because, Joe, you know what? We want to share a plan. The relationship has gotten that close. We're going to share minutes. That's why, Joe.
Maybe. Does she want to be on your friends and family?
Friends? Yes, Pip. I swear. You guys. You're just so cold. And in this Christmas season. Anyway. I go...
Do you have room on your Netflix? You better put me on.
What's your Netflix password, baby? I go service.
New intimacy.
I go service provider for what? Why? Do you have a date when you want to? I go. Do you have a date when you want to leave England? Now remember before, about a month or two ago, she had asked me to buy phones for somebody. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh.
She goes, not really. Yeah. She goes, not really, baby. But soon I'll be coming down. I go, are you nervous about what it will be like when you come here? She goes, I just want to know the service provider you're using, baby. LOL.
What? Well, this is a persistent rectal itch. What is she getting at?
I don't know, but you know, as obviously, I can't give them what they want right away because that's not how this bit works. I go, what is funny? She goes, I know it's going to be romantic. I go, that would be nice. We're not very romantic on here. Excuse me. We're not very romantic on here much anymore. I think we were romantic in the beginning. She goes,
yeah.
Your network is so slow, baby. That's why I'm asking what network you're making use of. My network is slow.
What? Your network is so slow? How the hell would she know?
I go, how is that? I respond immediately. You vanish for weeks without seeing my message. She goes, yes, baby, I've been so busy with work. I go, are we about to have cyber sex and I need a faster network? Faster, faster, faster. It's all Optimum will give me, baby. It's all I got.
I don't have the power.
I don't have the power. I go, I get that you work a lot, but it has not been ideal for our relationship. Isn't there something in between where you work and you have a social life? What does your ideal relationship look like? So if you guys have noticed, I'm not really giving her the answer she wants.
I did.
She goes, sweetie. I go, question mark. I go, we would have whatever you want, but understand I'm trying to out things together for us. My ideal relationship is you. Babe, I want you to I want to have some phones ordered and paid for by me. I was giving a contract to do last night, and I wish to have no delay. That is why I was asking you what service provider you make use of.
Oh, wait a minute. She's ordering phones, but she doesn't want a delay, so she wants to know what service provider you use?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Yeah, like you know what I'll do? I'll just pay for this shit. I see how this is going to work.
I go,
congrats. I go, I use burner phones. No contract and no one can find me. Just the way I like it.
Nicely done, sir.
You dumb twat.
How many can you get?
What?
That's the next thing. How many can you get?
She goes, oh, okay, babe. I see that not so bad, but not what I was expecting. Of course you weren't stupid, but you're exactly what I was expecting.
Gee, I was expecting something I can exploit. Now what do I do?
Why are you making this so hard, baby? Can't you give me the answers that I have on my script? These are the choices that you should have. I go, nope, LOL. Well, boo, there's a lot you don't know about me. She goes, I'm asking to know. Just be honest with me, and we can have ourselves. That depends on you. I go, hun, I've been trying for months. I can't seem to steal you away, though. She goes, you have to show me. You are serious, babe. I am a woman, and when I love, I fall hard. Yeah, well, when I'm a guy, I don't trust you, you dumb twat.
When I'm on slippery stairs, I fall hard, too.
So, here we are. She says, I need to show her. You guys have known various incarnations of Fake Davin. What do you think Fake Davin's move is right here?
Oh, yeah, to pony up the money.
Joe, what do you think?
To offer her ideas on how to get better phone service, but pony up nothing. Because you never give. You never give. You offer to advise.
That is giving.
Yes.
I'm giving my time. I'm giving my advice. That's the gift that keeps on giving. You know.
But you don't make the arrangements. If I have no money, I don't have a job. You find a list of Ghanaian jobs available in the town. You know. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Because Joe. Yes. Because Joe, you give a man a job, he works for a day. You teach a man to find jobs, he works for a life.
And same thing with phones.
Exactly. But remember, she wants me. She says I have to show her. So this is what Fake Davin does. She's saying I have to show her. I go, I was prepared to fly to England at a moment's notice. If that doesn't show you, nothing will.
Oh, nice. True.
Yeah.
And actually, true.
You were willing. You didn't get the plane ticket.
Yeah, because she disappeared, Joe. Remember, she disappeared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like, I'm on my way. Honey, tell me where I'm supposed to go. And it's like, blank.
Yeah, she was gone for days.
Yeah.
She goes, you got me already, but your woman needs support she needs. This few moments before us finally coming together. I go, what other man was going to blow off a major career opportunity to fly to you to comfort you?
Yep, true.
These are not the answers she was looking for.
No, she's like, damn it.
Usually they're not.
Yes, that's very true. And I go, it is a bit insulting, really, that you would insinuate that I have not been all in. That pissed me off, to be honest.
Yeah.
I have now turned the tables on her, hopefully, because she was asking, but I feel like this approach should put her on the defensive, should it not?
You'd say, no, the next thing out of her mouth is, but honey, you still haven't told me who your provider is.
Well, there's that. There's that. She goes, don't feel pissed, feel challenged.
Don't feel pissed, feel challenged. That's a nice pivot.
I'm sure it'll work out well for her. I go, you said I have to show you I am serious. I was going to stop my life and fly across an ocean for you. That's serious. You won't even video chat with me. Maybe you are not serious. Am I a joke, Carolyn? A clown? Do I amuse you?
Do I amuse
Wait,
you?
Clown?
A little Pesci.
Does she know her Joe Pesci line?
I don't think so. But I feel like I've returned serve.
Yes.
She goes, you make my heart beat always, sweetie. We are together. Okay, not long, and I am all yours. Do you have a credit card?
Wow.
What do you think how do you think I respond?
You say no.
Joe, what do you say?
You're going to offer different versions on how to resolve a situation other than a credit card.
I go, are we about to do some money laundering?
Why, yes. Yes, we are.
She goes, no. Why would you say that? Why say such? I go, why would you ask if I have a credit card?
Can I stop you for a second?
Sure.
Basically, can I get a credit card? Either you're going to get a yes or a no answer. You come out and go, are we going to do money laundering? And she's like, what the hell, money laundering? Why are you doing money?
Yeah, like, what?
Or
where'd that come from?
Or, yes, but you're not supposed to know that.
But still, she's waiting to get a yes or no answer on that topic. Are we going to do money laundering?
Yeah, where did that come from?
She goes, no, why would you say such? I go, why would you ask if I have a credit card? She goes, was that bad to ask? I go, weird. She goes, because I need to make use of it. I go, you need my credit card? She goes, you're the one acting weird. You just made me feel sad now by the word you said. Nice pivot by her.
Yeah, really.
And also,
people that are in a desperate situation, do you need a credit card? Well, here's my credit card number. I'm willing to help. They're not used to getting questioned on that, you know,
yeah.
and giving these weird responses.
Yeah, but you know what, Joe? Right after you get the great white big goodbye video, might not be the best time to be asking for a credit card.
That's true. Otherwise,
you got to pick your spots. And if you're gonna exploit me and steal from me, make sure we're on good terms.
I just find it amazing how often this happens, and you know that's why we're doing this. That people who have never laid eyes on one another feel comfortable to ask somebody for money, and they consider sending it. You know, like, I've never, ever asked somebody I was dating for money. Ever.
You've never been lonely or vulnerable.
No. I'm not saying that. No, I have been. I have been. But if the guy said to me, can I have your credit card? I'd be like, get to stepping.
Yeah, I would never ask that. I would ask, can you suck my dick? That would be because it's lonely and it feels vulnerable. That's what I would say.
Well, now that I've heard.
Yes, and you get to step right on it. Good for you.
Yeah.
Whew, thank God you asked for.
Congratulated me.
Thank God you asked for a blowjob. I thought you were going to ask for my American Express.
Yeah, really. I do have my standards.
You know, membership has its privileges. But anyway. Pip, I'd like to introduce you to my membership. Anywho.
Your member has privileges.
Yes, it does. She goes, by the word you said. I go, you were the one that said I need to show you I am serious after you vanished for days at a time. She goes, you feel it was easy to stay without you. Well, guess what? I was thinking about you always. I go, yes, you do it quite well and quite often. She goes, now do not let that get into your head. I'm trying to end that now. I need you, babe. I go, I've never used what you feel or don't feel against you. She goes, can I trust you? I go, can I trust you? She goes, yes, I need your credit card. Yes, yes, you can, 100%. Well, you know what, kids? That's all I needed to hear. I mean, it's right here on social media.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, of course, she said yes. So that means that you can trust her 100%.
Well, it's time to move this forward a little bit. I go, why do you need my credit card? She goes, I would like to have the fun giving to me and gradually to make use of it. Oh, I understand now.
What?
She wants a line of credit, Joe. She wants my line. She wants my credit card so she could use it as she wants.
He's gasping for air.
You know what? That's the goal, to take you for every fucking cent. But she doesn't have to tell you that.
Yeah, she's,
yeah, really.
You know, she's not playing a good game right here. This is not good.
Well, this is the other one.
No, not really. No, no.
No, none of them are. She hasn't been good in any of them. She hasn't been good. She don't know her shit.
You know, that's like a day program customer going, why are you charging me this price? So I can make a 35% markup off you. And charge you first, too. Yeah. That's the goal, but I'm not fucking telling you that.
Right. Can I tell you my profit margin?
Right, yeah, right.
So she wants to gradually make use of it. I go, for what? She goes, Can I trust you to use the credit card for a week or two? Can I trust you to use your money? Can I trust you?
Can I trust you?
But we need you to help make a transfer each time I send it in. I go, what type of trust do you need to use my card? That makes no sense. Transfer to who?
No.
She goes, because I'm trying to have some other agent shop for me. I go, explain. She goes, because it will be too much stress in you to shop for me. I have to make plans to get the right agents available to run errands for me.
What agents and what errands?
Well, let's get to that.
All right.
I go, I think I've been the calm one. You overdosed on painkillers, not me. Remember, she was so depressed?
Yeah.
Or at least one of her versions was, over the dead kids? Or are they dead? Who knows? Who can tell?
This one doesn't know about that.
I don't know if she knows about that. I go, babe, but I cannot have all the funds to them all at once. I go, why doesn't your boss do it?
Yeah.
She goes, that's why I want to use the credit card. Have it gradually sent to them till it's done. No, babe, that would be a passing message. I go, I don't understand. She goes, I'm not capable of handling responsibility. Nothing much, babe. When we begin, you would understand nothing much. It's just easy. I go,
Can I stop you for a second?
Yeah.
Did she just say she's not capable of handling responsibility?
You picked up on that, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're going to give her your credit card info for 2 weeks?
Wait a minute, it's not like it expires at the end of those 2 weeks. She'll have the credit card info.
Like, yeah, it's like, Davin, dude, can I borrow the car? I need to borrow your car for a day. Oh, by the way, I drive like an asshole. Yeah.
and that's why when Joe and I travel together, I drive 13 hours in a shot.
But wait, but that is the perfect analogy.
Yes,
it's like,
yes, it is.
What possessed you to think I would say yes to any of this?
She obviously thinks I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
I go, you put on this whole appearance that you're responsible and a successful trader. Is that all a facade? I mean, here's how she just fucked herself. She went from this Forex scam where she was supposed to be successful and responsible with other people's money, and now she can't even be trusted with a credit card, but I'm supposed to give it to her.
You gotta stop you for a second. You said that she said, you know, she thinks you're an idiot. It's interesting that she thinks you're an idiot, but you question her on every fucking thing. How much?
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't seem that you're that much of an idiot. I mean, in this context,
yeah.
I mean, in other things, holy smokes, but nonetheless.
Well, how do you really feel, Joe?
By the way, I'm rooting for the Rona. Anyway. She goes, I out in funds and you make a transfer out. When we get there, I tell you what to do. Yes, babe. I go, I wouldn't understand. So now I'm a moron? How lovely.
Yeah, really?
She goes, very important, babe, to my career. Just this once, I'm trusting you. Babe with a heart. I go,
just this once, I'm trusting you?
Yeah, well, now we got to remember from what I'm about to say. She puts on Instagram those pictures of this girl who's very successful, very attractive, you know, with all these fancy cars, this, what, the other thing. That's what's on this person's Instagram, this fake account. I go, is what you put on Instagram real or are you struggling? She goes, I cannot mess up. Babe, I'm all right. Just want better. I go, you put it all out like you're a boss. Is that not accurate? Now I'm really poking holes at this fucking, this gimmick they came up with.
Yeah.
She goes, that's the job.
Well, it is ridiculous that she's trying to say, oh, I'm a baller and I'm going to invest your money. But now she can't be trusted with her own credit card. And she's not good at doing things. What now?
I'm totally perplexed.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing you weren't dealing with her then. I go, that's the job. She goes, that's the job, babe. If I do not package well, nothing for my team. What credit card, babe, do you have?
Hilarious.
I'm sure this is going to work out well for her. I go, okay, Carolyn. Well, for months you had me believe it like just another sucker. How about you tell me what it is really like for you?
Yeah, really. Tell me the truth. Maybe I'll, like, be on your side.
Exactly.
But you gotta tell me what's really going on. Exactly.
Let's try to fucking deconstruct your bullshit. She goes, babe.
Yeah.
All right. She goes, babe.
Sorry.
Right. Yeah, they got some little Jimmy Jam hands smushing around. I understand. She goes, babe, right now what I want I'd for you to be my own. Answer what I asked. I go, get all these guys kissing your ass like you're some model out of the JCPenney catalog and are making mad bank. All a charade.
The JCPenney catalog.
You heard me, Joe.
I know. That's what I was wondering. We were talking about the Sears catalog before. It's catalog night.
I dropped the JCPenney catalog on her. I went highbrow.
Wow. The JCPenney catalog.
And she probably has no idea what kind of insult that was.
Which is probably why I did it, kids.
Nicely.
She goes, babe, you all I'm wanting. I would feel very sad if you do not follow me up on this. I go, what is your real situation? She goes, I'm okay. Stop asking me that. It's embarrassing. What do you have me to tell you? I go, okay is not what you are putting out there. Fabulous is what you put out. I'm calling her on this.
Good.
She goes, you know I'm strong and independent. It get hard and soft sometimes, like a cock. I go, I don't know anything anymore. I want the truth. Telling me you're going to come here and run an American branch, clearly that ain't happening.
Right.
She goes, the trust is I need to me happy. I need to chill out. I need to have warm sex and kisses in the morning and not what you asking, because you are not asking what I want right now. I go, I told you from the beginning, be honest with me, and you lie at every chance.
But so all of a sudden she's still using the business as a cover, but she's a bad businesswoman. So now she's going back to the lovey-dovey, I want warm kisses in the morning. And what credit card do you have?
Thank you.
She goes, I'm going to come just for you. First this time and work second. I go, I need to know what I'm involved with. I don't believe you. She goes, that if I get this done smooth, sit up, babe. I'm trusting you, babe.
Can I stop you for a second?
I guess.
I'm sorry to interrupt. You know, it's not like you don't have some pair of balls asking this. You know?
And I always wonder if she does actually have a pair of balls, but that's another story.
She goes, that if I get this done smooth, sit up, babe. I'm trusting you, babe. Do not mess me up when I fund the credit card, babe. We talking company money. I go, you won't even tell me how much and what for. What is your company?
Yeah.
She goes, that why I would need the connect and complete login. Just I'm having about 20,000. Is that all?
What?
You need 20,000? She goes, but would have it in gradually, LOL. Can you give me 2,000? That would do a lot for a woman you love, you know. I don't need to have 20,000 funds. Oh, all right, we're negotiating now.
But the funny thing is, anytime, at least in business or in a loan situation where you're asking for a loan, basically you ask for the amount, why you need the money, and when you're going to repay it back. You know, and there's no.
Yeah, but Joe, here's the problem. Here's the problem with the financial banking system. I feel like it's not built on blind trust like our relationship is with Carolyn. I feel that's the problem.
Actually, I was going to march down to the bank tomorrow and say, I would like an open loan, please.
Yes.
But you want to know, David, if we're on the road, right, mm-hmm. and it's like, Dav, can I borrow $20 for lunch? I'll pay you when we get paid after the gig. You know, I just don't ask for $20. I ask for the $20. I tell you why I need it for, and I tell you when I'm going to repay it. Just on $20. He wants an open-ended bank account, you know, credit card account.
It's almost like, it's almost like you don't feel she's on the up and up.
I don't think so.
Yeah, right.
I feel jealous that she is usually doing business with people that have that kind of line of credit.
Well, I mean, she is using a pretty girl's picture.
You know? I could see haranguing with my bank on the phone trying to get a $20,000 line of credit right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I go, what's the money for? She goes, I just explained to you that I got to order to deliver basic for our update and upgrades. I go, no, you didn't. You gave vague nonsense. What are you spending it, and what are you buying?
Yeah.
She goes, what do you mean?
I don't understand.
She goes, what do you mean? I go, don't treat me like one of the fools that kiss your ass and tell you how beautiful you are. What are you specifically buying? I need to know this stuff since it is my credit card. Because on her
Nice.
Yeah.
Listen, my friend, I am more than 80s hairband videos. I got a lot of tools in this toolbox. She goes, babe, it's simple. When I fund, I tell you to transfer to any PayPal account I give you, or Bitcoin, wallet, I do credit it. I have lots of options how I can give her my money. This is good. I feel happy about this.
Right. I'm really happy that she still hasn't answered what the hell is it for, but she's told you your various options. Oh, thanks for making it convenient for me to give you my money.
Well, I'm sure Fake Davin will let this slide.
Yeah, sure.
I go, I understand you want my funds. You've never been more clear about anything. What is the 2004?
You've never been more clear about anything.
That's
the line.
Not for nothing.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
She goes, actually, need that to start readying my movement. I wish to be free before New Year, to be with you. Now is the time to soft my way out here at our organization. I go, what organization? GoFX? She goes, all in generally. Babe, a woman's activity is her organization. What type of mumbo-jumbo bullshit is this?
Not only is it mumbo-jumbo, GoFX was her whole being in business.
Yeah.
So why is GoFX right now, with a whole, in the beginning of this, the whole pitch was GoFX was about, and now GoFX is like, yeah, that thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Am I right?
You're right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Because, I mean, what do you... Now she's starting to make it sound like, oh, well, a woman's business is her business. Like, this is not some kind of...
I'm sorry, Pip. Continue.
No, that's okay. This is not some kind of, like, you know, women's mistake. This is business.
Right. Now, with that being said, who are you talking with now? Are you talking with the same person?
I don't know. Well... I think it's time
it doesn't seem to be the sense of entitlement to GoFX as it was when this whole this whole thing started, which leads me to believe this might not be the same person.
Oh no, I don't think it is at all.
Well, it leads me to believe that I need to bring this out. In the background is interrogating the scammer intro.
Ah.
Awesome.
I go, what organization? GoFX? She goes, all in generally. Babe, a woman's activity is her organization. I go, what do you mean? So you don't work for GoFX? She goes, where else do I work, dummy? I go, no idea, but that shit ain't real, boo.
What?
Good.
I just told her that I know she's full of shit, Pip.
Nice.
Devin, here's the key thing. If it was the original person that you were talking to at the beginning of all this, it's a major thing. If it's somebody else, it's like, yeah, and? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know who I'm talking to. But whoever I'm talking to is not having an easy time of it.
No, they're not.
But what I'm saying is the whole thing with GoFX, at the beginning of the whole thing, this was this woman's whole life. But now she doesn't seem, you know, that she could care less about it. GoFX is like a part of it. So when you lay into it about, well, what about GoFX? If it's not the original person, it's like, yeah, and, you know, so it's very interesting right now, this whole dynamic, what's going on, actually between you bringing up the facts and her, and you're bringing up the facts from the beginning of this. If she's not from the beginning of this, it's kind of interesting that the facts you're bringing up really doesn't have a validity at this juncture.
Yeah. Yeah, and also, she's like you said, she's acting like this is her GoFX. GoFX is her side gig or something. Like
and
her.
GoFX
she's a,
was her life. If it was
yeah,
person, it was her life. Her life.
Yeah, it's
her.
Like you said. Don't you sometimes drive Lyft?
Yeah.
She go. I go. No idea, but that shit ain't real, boo. She goes. You stated it. I go. So you agree? She goes. I really enjoy when you play with me. You got hug brains. And I go, and I enjoy when you play with me. She goes, the kind I like. Is that the reason you swept me off my feet? You a bad guy. I give you that. I go, I'm not sure I ever swept you off your feet. She goes, oh, you did. Over and over again. She said aging, but she meant again.
Aging.
I go, bad or good is all subjective. I've saved lives. I've taken lives. And then I go, aging, did you just call me old, LOL? She goes, LOL, granddaddy, with the young balls. That's how I will be referred to from now on this show, by the way, is granddaddy with the young balls.
Granddaddy with the young balls?
I am granddaddy with the young balls. Joe, address me as such.
It's interesting. Like, if you ask me about, like, my day program, Brasscraft, okay? And I'm like, yeah, what about Brasscraft? Whatever. Brasscraft pays my fucking mortgage, okay? So, you know, if you're asking me about, you know, any question what's going on, I'll tell you, you know, I'll tell you this, I'll tell you that. Because that line pays my fucking mortgage.
Yeah.
So then I laugh, and she gives me three emoji faces with the tongue out. She goes, I'll put you, I'll put you over my knee, young lady. She goes, ha ha. I go, you might like it. And I give her a winky emoji. She goes, don't kill me. I enjoy being like a butterfly, free to ride and fly the way I choose. I go, I enjoy you, Carolyn. I always have. She goes, same here. I go, you are not. I go, I know you are not kept, boo. That is the game, too. I know you've kept me around for a reason. She goes, GoFX and invest. Yeah, that's sure. Now, babe, would you send the $2,000 this week, probably tomorrow?
I gotta hand it to her. She set a price. She set a price. You know, it's not a vague, you know, give me the credit card and we'll do it. She actually set a price. Which I think in her narrow mindedness is if I set an amount, you might be more receptive if I set an amount instead of keeping it open ended.
I go, what's sure? That it's bullshit or you're claiming it is real? She goes, what are you asking? I go, GoFX, are you telling me it is a scam or are you claiming it's a real investment company? I'm giving her an out right here.
Yeah.
She goes, it's real, babe. Everybody, everything is diplomat and fake. One just need to be careful, babe, and all. I go, come on, Carolyn, I'm willing to work with you, but we need to stop the dance. That shit is as phony as that Nigerian prince I sent $100,000 to.
You know, you want to know something else? Like I said, GoFX is her passion. It's what it pays her mortgage. If you ask me why I should buy Brasscraft, I'm going to fucking spout out at least five reasons why you should be buying it. You know, going, oh, it's a good product. This is what pays my mortgage.
Joe, you're missing something here. I just told her I'm willing to work with her, but I need her to stop lying because I know GoFX is bullshit. I just told her I'll work with you, but you got to stop because I know GoFX is bullshit. That's the headline right there.
Yeah, right there. Is that you're just saying, okay, just come clean with me?
Yes, as Fake Davin is wont to do. She goes, that wrong, babe. You need to be careful, babe. I go, why do I need to be careful? She goes, have me set you up how you never talk much about, so you get faster profits. Trading with me, babe. I go, stop.
Stop it.
She goes, look how I'm tying my ass out. I go, I'm not some fool falling for a hot piece of ass. You are a dime. I date dimes all the time.
Does she know what that means?
Did you give her reasons why Go? Did you give her reasons why GoFX is bullshit? We know GoFX is bullshit, so I get it. But did you give her reasons why GoFX is bullshit?
I think I've questioned it in the past.
You've questioned it, but it obviously she's a scammer, so she's going to sit there and telling you GoFX is not bullshit. If you bring up reasons to call her on the carpet. Dab, I think it might have in the past, but I don't know if it's the same person. But, you know, we all know GoFX is bullshit, but until you give her reasons why it is, she's going to continue fighting you on this.
Joe, I don't want to have to correct you again, but it's Granddaddy with the young balls when addressing me. Please, don't make me have to stop the show again.
Okay.
Granddaddy with the young balls.
Yes. Tell you what, much better rap name.
Your credit card, my friend.
Much better rap name than that Egyptian rapper in fucking England.
No, your rap name is GYB.
Anything is, yeah, right.
She goes, now trusting you, but you haven't said, babe, take this little stiff, fix your hair, fix yourself, LOL. I go, I did get a haircut today. How'd you know? She goes, it trust.
You gotta be shitting me. You call her on the fix. You get a haircut.
I got a haircut. She goes, it trust and truth, care, love, I want from you. I go, your man is on point, boo. She goes, prove it, prove it. I'm not. I go, you prove it. Let's video chat.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? It was like arguing with Joanne when we were, you know, back in the day, when we get this major article about something, and then she would bring up another topic and throw it in there.
Yeah.
You know? It's
well, that's what women do.
It'll be like talking about how we need to get the mortgage paid, blah blah blah. And she'll go, you know, I don't know why you don't cover your cold cuts. I'm like, why? Yeah,
leave your cold cuts out there.
She's doing.
She goes, move by words, sweetie. I go, I'm authentic, real, true, and adorable. She goes, she says fund, but I don't know if that's what she meant. She goes, if I fund out you lying to me about what you're saying or what you promised me, babe, I bounce out, babe. I go, you won't leave me.
Yeah, you haven't so far.
Yeah. She goes, because when I love 100%. I go, I'm damn too interesting. I am funny. I know that, I, as Joe would say from way back when, I'm the best part of her day.
That's true.
You know what? I don't know if you are in this scenario.
I am. Granddaddy with the young bulls is.
I don't know if you are.
In the Belinda world, yeah. In this world, I think you're a federal case. You're dealing with somebody that is usually used to getting away right away, and then she's getting questioned at every fucking point. I don't think it's the best part of the day. I think you're an absolute federal case.
No, she's still here, isn't she, Joe? She goes, I would not if you send the $2,000 plus extra for myself. She's actually upped it. She's actually...
Oh, like, plus a finder's fee for myself.
For expenses.
So I go, LOL, so you have a price? She goes, all ladies does, babe. Hit the right place. I go, you just called all women prostitutes, boo.
She has to speak for me.
She goes, she would have you inside her all day, every day. I go, LOL. She goes, yeah, LOL. That fact, you know that. I feel like I might be dealing with a guy right here.
Yeah.
I don't know who you're dealing with, but here's the deal. When we were doing Ann Jackson, okay, and those guys were scamming her, and they would put out the dollar amounts, at least they explained what they were for. You know, they never said, plus some for us. They would say it's the bank fee, it's the U.S. bank fee to the Guaman bank fee or something like that. They would fuck you over with all the money you're sending, but they would at least itemize what they're fucking you with.
Joe, she just wants to wet her beak. That's all, Joe. Just a little taste. A little taste. Not too much.
She just wants a taste.
A little taste, Joe. I go, and your price is $2,000. She goes, no, I'm expensive, but I'm just. I go, what's your price? She goes, having pity, you might break down. I go, LOL, try me. She goes, and cry, if it money, I have seen men. I go, what do you mean? She goes, I'm here because I said you swept me off my feet with your words and care. I go, good. She goes, but now I want you to... I go, but now I want you to show me you got me. I need $2,000 for what I told you, an extra $3,000 for myself. That making you $5,000, that's all.
An extra $3,000? Wait, I went $2,000, like, for my boss, but throw me $3,000. Well, yeah, Joe and I are just babbling with sticker shock.
3G, and like I said, at least with Ann Jackson, those motherfuckers would itemize this shit.
Oh my god!
So I get to be inside you all day, every day. Devil emoji. She goes, and I'm heading out to you, big head. I go, $5,000. She goes, yeah. I go, you have no idea. She goes, not that. I go, not what? She goes, don't make me sound like a chip pig. I'm not big head. She's not a chip pig, damn it.
A chipped pig?
A chip pig.
The new one on me. Jesus,
sure it is.
I've never heard that one before.
I go, honey, you are my lady. She goes, but a woman needs to look good for her man. I go, I'd love you if you looked like hell. It was never your looks with me. She goes, what was it? I go, your game, boo. She goes, babe, just hold on. Text you in 10 minutes, please. I go, client that needs attention. She goes, love you. I go, love you, too. She goes, babe, you sleepy? Taking a shit? What are you doing, handsome?
That's what she wrote?
That's what she wrote!
For fucking 5 G's, and the next sentence you're asking me if I'm sleeping or taking a shit.
It's like, what the hell kind of love talk did this devolve into?
She got me right where I itch. I go.
You're an asshole. Holy cow. Yes.
Yes. Hey, you stay out of my lane.
Yeah. Really?
I go, LOL, taking a shit so goddamn feminine. Bwahaha.
Wow.
I go, you aren't the only one that works.
This might be a guy, and I think he slipped.
Yeah, I think so, too.
This is a guy.
I think so. Or a very manly
one.
Yeah,
woman. It's like, what are you doing? Are you taking a shit? Yeah. You know, where a guy's like, yeah, I'm on a bowl right now. Fuck you. Yeah, but...
I go, you aren't the only one that works, princess. Where'd you have to go? She goes, ha-ha. Took a shit, LOL, crazy. I go, so hot.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's crazy.
She goes, ha-ha. She goes, men love everything that comes out of your lady, except that, LOL. I go, LOL, that is why I fell for you, boo. She goes, take care of me now, Mr. Lover. Should I send details? Let me know if you're serious about my coming over. Mr. Lover, shit, you never even talk about lovemaking with me. I'm a friend to you. She goes, we would. I go, you really only gave off that vibe in the beginning when you wanted me to invest. Since then, not a word about lovemaking. She goes...
Yeah, really? She's more interested in your bowl habits.
She goes, we would cute. I go, we would cute. What does that mean? She goes, soon. I go, well, sure. 2,000 doesn't get you all day, every day. It gets you one time for 20 minutes.
Yeah, really?
She's expensive.
By the way, did it split in half when it hit the porcelain?
Oh, gross.
Oh, God.
Gross. She goes, question mark, are you talking sex? I go, just a joke. Never mind. She goes, feel free, but take it slow, okay? Your credit card.
Wow.
I go, but honey, usually I get paid for my jokes. What are you buying? She goes, send me a picture of it and the name of the card. I'm going to get right on that.
Yeah.
I go, I have a right to know. She goes, you got a login? Phones, new systems. I go, do guys do this with you?
Yeah. like, does this pitch work?
Does this really work for you? She goes, workers, yeah. I go, I'm not your worker. I'm not your boss. I'm just your Insta hubby. She goes, cute one at that. I go, LOL, smooth. One of the several, I'm sure.
Yeah.
She goes, babe, when I send the details for the $5,000, I go, after we video chat.
Yeah.
Ah.
Nice. Ah,
the old trusted and true.
Yes.
Yes, and he's going to have to talk to get this to work.
I go, and she goes, and what's up on the credit card? Are you helping me with it? I go, here, Instagram, you said you were going to download Skype. She goes, I'm here. I go, what do you mean? She goes, right now I'm feeling tired, needing rest, babe. I go, sweet dream. She goes, thanks. I go, talk to you next week, boo. And I think that's a good place to stop.
All right.
Damn, that was so good.
What are your takeaways, kids?
I just think this is a guy, because the way this person is talking to you, I mean, and a not skillful one at that, because they're so brazen and bold about just going for the money grab, but also, like, what are you doing, sleeping, taking a shit? I mean, what woman talks like this? Well, I don't know any.
I have to agree with Pip, because a lot of the femininity is dropped off in droves. Oh.
Yeah, but I mean, but I could be inside her all day, every day. Why wouldn't I want to be after that?
I don't know, because it's not a her.
So how do you think Fake Davin played this? Do you like the way he played this?
Yes.
Yeah, you're playing it very good, because you're questioning her all the way with everything, and we're finding interesting things where. What was the name of the her company again?
GoFX Invest.
Yeah, GoFX. This was her passion. It was her passion. Her reason to be. Her reason to get up in the morning. Why is this suddenly not so much lately? Which means that it's not the same person as originally, and maybe this is a guy now.
And this person has no idea that you sent the goodbye video. Doesn't get that at all. And this person is just no finesse, just money grab. But let me throw in a couple of words of, I want you to, I want sweet kisses in the morning after you give me your credit card number, that is.
Well, yeah. I mean, Fake Davin, Fake Davin really had to fend off a constant barrage.
Yeah, that was a lot of dipping and swerving. That was good.
Yeah, but here's the deal. You know, you had to fend off, this whole barrage. But to sit there and go, you poor innocent thing, you were fucking lobbing shit back tenfold. So,
yeah,
they were giving you the bit, but it was like fucking child's play. It was like a cat playing with a fucking mouse. That, the way you laid back into them. Because you know it's horse shit, and they're fucking up in every paragraph, and you're catching it and sending it right back to them.
Well, I pretty much told them the whole thing, that their whole line is bullshit.
Really?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Well, it's like, what are you talking about, honey? Oh, yeah, right. That was great.
All right. So, well, the important thing is I'm Granddaddy with the Young Balls. It's my Indian name.
Oh, I love that.
That's how I will be referred to going forward. Granddaddy.
It is.
That was a good one. I'm glad it didn't end for us right after that. I'm glad we were able to get back with Carolyn.
Yeah, I'm glad we didn't. I'm glad that you went at her from a different platform so that we got this gem, because, oh my God, that was a great one.
Yeah, it's good.
Basically, while we're at the spot in the show where we're doing takeaways on this segment, also, how long do you think we got to go for them to chase these 5Gs?
So, all right, well, that's a good question. We've already blown through the October deadline, so I guess what Joe's throwing on the table is, so that was November 22nd. What is the expiration date?
And there was an attempt, and the thing about it is, usually, well, she wants this. Well, you didn't give her that. There's 5Gs on the hook. You haven't said no yet. And there's 5Gs on the hook. I think we have a little bit more to go.
So give me a month.
I would say about another 2 months.
So you say this wraps up in January sometime?
Yeah.
What do you say, Pip?
No, I don't think it's going to make it that long. If it's going to be dealing with this person who is so relentless about going for the money grab, no, I don't think it's going to last that long. I think that we'll make it into December.
We're going to touch December.
If he was fed up with it and didn't want to try to keep it going, like I said at the beginning of the segment, he wants to keep it going. And there's still that bait of 5G. So I get a funny feeling he's going to play him out to still think that there is a chance of grabbing that 5G.
So Joe says at minimum about a month and a half. Pip says at maximum a little bit over a week. Interesting.
Yeah.
We'll see. We will see, but we are certainly in it now. We are certainly in full scammer mode.
Yes,
oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I like when I ask, I go, does this actually work for you?
Oh, my God. You guys do this? That was great.
God. It's just, you know, in previous years, with all the scammers we had, I mean, some have been okay, some have been good. They're not this good. This group is not this good.
No, yeah. But they are interesting.
Yes.
Yes. Like I said at the beginning of this whole segment we're doing, it's a different angle. What I feel is the whole business sense of it is still there and prevalent, but it's just disintegrated.
It's
disintegrated from what it once was.
Well, it's a rough year for business. What do you want me to tell you? All right. All right. Let's thank Sensei Russ for
thank you so much
for being our sponsor.
Thank you,
we
Russ.
Certainly appreciate that. Laugh at home comedy. Nothing can compare to seeing a live stand-up comedy show in person. The feel of a group of strangers and having a shared experience, the performer talking directly to you, and of course you letting the performer know how much you are enjoying them. Laugh at home comedy brings that to you in the comfort of your own home or business, whether it is one of our comedy club style shows or a private event for you and your friends or coworkers. Laugh at home comedy will bring the live comedy experience to you in the comfort of your own home. Of course, we do this via Zoom, so everybody's nice and safe. It doesn't have to worry about the COVID doing one of these shows tomorrow. I certainly recommend it. Make sure you let the comic know that the kids are in the next room. That's another thing I would suggest. Laughathomecomedy.com, 551-404-3094. Joe, anywhere?
No.
Nothing wrong with that.
Not until January, so, yep.
Are you still doing that New Year's show? That got canceled.
God, that week is... What happened was Governor Murphy wants places closed at 10. So basically, it's like, what are we going to drop the ball at 9:30? So basically, what Dino said is like, I can't do New Year's. Basically, that week is leading up to the New Year's shows. He goes, you want to know something? I'm closing. I'm going to relax a little bit. So the club will be dark the last month of December. It will be reopening the first week of January. I'm there the second week.
There you go.
Knock on wood.
There you go. A very smart decision, I am sure. Well, that was fun. Sorry we could not get Pip on video. She will.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys.
She will hopefully fix her tech issues, and we will see her shining face next week. All right. I am on blog duty this week. Yay for me. All right, kids. Joe, did you make your story this week? Joe, you didn't do your Instagram story. Joe, we need to see you promoting your handsome face.
It wasn't my turn.
No, you're in.
Oh, my Instagram story?
Yeah.
It was posted this morning. It's up.
Did you? You got to hashtag me. Not hashtag. You got to @sign me at Davin's Den.
The show is hashtag.
No, not hashtag. Not hashtag. The @sign. If you @sign me.
But there was a thing that you click that goes both to our show and on Facebook.
Yeah.
Set up that way.
No. That doesn't go. I'm talking about for me to get. We're talking business, but to close it. For me to get your Instagram story to share it, I need you. You know how you can write things on there? I need you to @Davin's Den, and then that shows up in my messages, and I can share your story.
I thought Adam set that up automatically.
No.
Icon that you click.
No.
My fault. All right. Noted.
All right. Very good. Well, I appreciate you doing it. Unfortunately, a miscommunication. We couldn't share it. But, yes, we all put up Instagram stories.
It's next week. Now it's noted.
Yep. All right. Thank you guys for hanging out. Very long show. Longest one we've done in a while. But when you get Joe back, you can't talk short. You got to go the whole way.
I'm just a treasure trove of shit.
I would describe you in that way. Joe Curry is a treasure trove of shit. And on that note, if you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell that one.
Either way, please keep on listening and watching and stay safe, everybody. We'll see you next week. All right, guys. Good show.
Night, kids. Night. Good night.
Have a good week.
Good night.
Good night.
It's going to take me a little bit to get you the titles because I got to retype everything.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Have a good week, everyone.